The first instinct of a government with roots in the Soviet era is to cover up.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
As with President Gorbachev and the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown in 1986, which may have caused the death of thousands, as with President Putin and the explosion on board the submarine Kursk in the year 2000, which took the lives of a crew of 118, so now with the massacre in the Chechen-held Moscow theater. The difference is that what's being covered up now was not the result of an accident, but the result of a high-level decision. On Saturday night, Putin went on television to pat himself on the back and say the rescue mission had achieved the near impossible and saved hundreds of lives. He did not say that of the known hostage fatalities, all but two died at the hands of the rescuers from the debilitating gas that the Russian special forces had pumped into the theater's ventilating system. And because the nature of that gas is a closely guarded secret, many may have died in agony because the doctors, even Moscow's health commissioner, were not allowed to know what they were dealing with. Relatives were not permitted contact with patients in hospitals. One can only speculate that the gas came from some secret military stockpile, perhaps in violation of the 1993 Chemical Weapons Convention. Environmental activist Lev Fedorov is quoted by the Washington Post as saying, "We are never going to know what chemical it was because, in this country, the state is more important than the people." Whether the gassing of the hostages was the price of saving many more lives may never be known. It's become clear that, contrary to their threat, the Chechen rebels had not started the systematic shooting of hostages. Under ordinary conditions, the Bush administration would be pressing the Kremlin to lift its veil of secrecy over its mysterious lethal chemical. But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer limits himself to saying the president abhors the loss of life and blames the hostage takers. At a delicate point in Russian-American relations, with Putin asserting he's dealing with a terrorist threat, the American administration seems disinclined to make trouble for him over his secret weapon. This is Daniel Shore.